This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. Hello, I'm Max, and today I am interviewing Joe, currently of Ode to Ani, and before that you had many, many different shows. In the beginning of Joe's time at CFUV, she met a few local celebrities, including Tom Holliston of the Victoria punk band No Means No.
Well, Tom worked up here at the station before he went. Well, he was playing guitar at that time, but it's before he went into any, you know, group playing. And we did one of the first plays for the Fringe Festival when it first started, 31 years ago, I think it is now. And yeah, I remember it rained downtown and no one came, but it was fun. So yeah, Tom was a great mainstay up here.
Mm-hmm. And he was one of the ones that got you involved at CFUV, is that correct?
I'm not sure. He could have. I can't remember. I remember listening to it when it was 49 Watts, the Hag Company, and I think I knew somebody on the show, and I spoke to her and ended up I'm doing the Hag Company. So I'm not really sure. It was so long ago, really.
Woman, now you take now. Woman, now you take.
Woman, now you take. During the 30 years Joe has been with the station, she has seen CFUV blossom from a tiny campus project to the community mainstay it is today. Though CFUV has come a long way, Joe has clear memories of what it was like to program back in the 80s.
Now mama's gonna get you, she's coming, tan falls through.
What were some of the challenges of being at such a small station?
Well, it was upstairs, and there was a door, but it was never locked, so people used to just wander in at will. And on the weekend, because the sub isn't the way it is today, people had to throw rocks up at the window in order to get attention so people would go down and open the door so they could come and do the show on a Saturday or a Sunday as well. Or yell. If the windows were open, we could yell.
Okay.
Go yoo-hoo.
Was that in the on-air booth as well?
It was the on-air booth, yeah.
Interesting. So you probably heard that over the air, hey?
Well, no, you play the music and then, you know, I mean, they could have. I mean, there's definitely some things happened. And I remember Attila the stockbroker was being interviewed, and Felicita, who was the cleaner up here, the Felicita's pub's named after her, she came in and while we were on air, and she started cleaning the floor, seemed to be oblivious for what we were doing.
Were there any rewards to being at such a small station as well?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great fun. You know, you met some interesting people. We initially, I don't think no one really knew what they were doing. And we didn't have much of a library either. It was an old dresser that drawers didn't fit properly and the music was in there. You just had to root through and find out what you wanted to play or bring your own from home. And, you know, it was all the equipment. It was all piecemeal. And it really, for the soundboard, if you didn't have a thumbtack at the bottom of some of the lines, they wouldn't play for whatever reason. There were all these little things that you had to know how to do it in order to make it work. It was a challenge.
Joe has hosted many different programs, including The Hag Company, Labeled and Shelved, and of course, her current show, Ode to Ani. Each of these programs were extremely different in terms of musical content.
Which has been your favorite to do?
Oh, the Ode to Ani folk show, the folk music, you know.
Yeah, your current show.
Yeah.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, I'm a folky, So it makes sense. I mean, I've gone through all of the genres. I can play them, but I've, you know, evolved into simply being a folkie, and folk music encompasses actually almost all of them except punk thrash music.
Have you always been a folkie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why was it that you were doing all of these different shows before then?
Well, it's just, I was asked to do some of them, and it was just, when you're sort of doing it, you just want to sort of learn different ways and listen to different music and find out really where your heart is.
Yeah, makes sense. Which of these shows that you've done has been the most well-received?
I still have, when it was 49 Watts, I've got a little, it was a fan letter. I've got it stuck in my wall at home that she really liked the show. Anyway, that's the one and only.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, the folkies, we have a huge following now. So the sea
and the ground below, follow your knees. As a folkie at heart, Joe has been a part of the Skookum Folk Collective since its days of conception. Bless you with all that you need. Can you tell me about how the Skookum Folk Collective started?
Well, we were just all playing folk music, but we didn't know each other. And one of the members just decided that we should all get together because the folk music is of a certain genre, and it's political, has always been political. So we started getting together and just having suppers, and it evolved into now we meet about every 6 weeks, and we eat food and talk politics and froth at the mouth and do whatever, you know, we talk music and everything, and it's a wonderful group.
Mm-hmm. What do you think has kept you together for all these years?
Well, we're all very much of a likeness, you know, birds of a feather, that sort of thing. You know, we're very political. And we all like music and challenges of, you know, there's a wide range of folk music. It, as I said, it covers, as Louis Armstrong said, all music is folk music. So it covers everything. These chords are old,
but we shake hands. You've said before that folk music needs to have a bigger reach. Why is that?
Well, folk music covers it all. You know, it reaches out to all areas. They can sing about, well, the politics of the land, of the pain, of what's, you know, hurt in music. That's in there as well. And it's everything. Folk music, to me, is just everything.
Then, why is it important for CFUV to play folk music, as opposed to somewhere else? Like, I'm sure that you could go to. You could play folk music at concerts or something like that. Why is it important to play it over the airwaves?
So for people to hear it, you know, because we all do our own shows. We all individually have our own kind of selections. Some are more political than others. Mm-hmm. But if you want to look at the attitude of, you know, the way to get into the system is, or to corrupt the system, is through music. And that's one way to do it.
Very true.
I mean, not that we're corrupting the system, but we do. This is an alternative station, so we play alternative music.
How does CFUV aid in keeping genres that are less adored by commercial media, much like folk, alive in the community?
Alive? Well,
yeah.
It supports them. Mm-hmm. We play, you know, this is listener-supported radio in Victoria. We play what people want to hear. And we are supported, I think, quite strongly, not only from Victoria, but from parts of Washington State and parts of, well, I have a regular listener from Minnesota, Downtown Dave, who, when we have our fun drive, because I've had calls from England, Germany, and the southern states. So, you know, we're on the internet, so people can hear us anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think people from around the world listen to CFUV specifically?
Well, because we play different music. I mean, I've lived in Europe, but I've heard music, well, in the States, you don't hear the kind of music that we play on the station. Mm-hmm. It just is not played, except obscure places. in England, not so much, but you have to really know where to go to get what you want. And I think CFUV sort of covers all of the genres, really.
Joe is an integral part of CFUV for the work she did as a programmer in the early days and as a folk programmer now. She ties the Skookum Folk Collective together with her experience at the station and with her love and passion for the genre.
Today's last track is the Yvonne Hernandez song, Sparky's Jake.
This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Joe, host of Ode to Ani, which airs from 8 to 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV.